Shalom Aleichem, everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Bai. And this week, I will offer two excellent kashas. And although I will offer answers, I would suggest you take the questions and file them away for the Pesach Seder, because we're at Parshas Bai. And the questions, I think, are questions that would catch people's imagination and perhaps spark some conversation. As a matter of fact, you may have a better teretz than I do on any of these questions, but look, I'm on the mic now, so I'll offer my own thoughts. Question number one. There's a well-known medrash. Matter of fact, the medrash actually is also alluded to in the Targum, which says that, and when I say Targum, I mean Targum Yainasin, which says that when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, the dough that they brought out of Mitzrayim baked in the heat of the sun as they were leaving Mitzrayim, either al shichbam on their shoulders or wherever they were holding it, but it baked in the sun. And that's how they had matzah, terem yechmatz, it did not become chametz. Problem. The problem is that the Gemara says that that matzah, which is baked in the sun, is not kosher for matzah on Pesach. It's a Gemara in Pesachim Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Yisa ha-nefes b'cham alei mekar yelachem. It's not bread, it's pter mechala. By mitzvah you need lachem. So, and it's in iskish l'chala. The same din. So how could it be? Now, we do matzah as a zecher to the matzah that was baked when they left Mitzrayim. If the matzah they baked when they left Mitzrayim, was that even kasher? The Gevaldige kasher. As I said, the kasher by itself is a wonderful kasher. Where do you find this kasher? This kasher is in Derech Emunah. Amazing. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in his Derech Emunah, covers so many topics. It's a four-volume set, which a temporary person would publish a 30 volumes. So many chidushim there. There's so much there that is of extraordinary value. Anyway, there in Hilchis Bikurim, in Perek Vav Halachi Yud Beis, in the Bir Halacha Dibra Lamaskel, Liyavsha Bechama, Reb Chaim asks the kasha, very shtak a kasha. Reb Chaim Emel himself answers with Davar Chidush. He says that the fire of Gehenim has a din of fire. Matter of fact, is in the Amar in the Gemara that the Chami Tveria, the Ha'ur of Tveria, is heated by piercing Pischei Shal Gehenim, and that therefore it has a din of something heated by fire. What has that got to do with this? So Chaim brings a Chazal that even though normally the heat of the sun is just that, is just the heat of the sun, however, the Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim at daybreak, at night, as the Gemara says in Brachos Dav Tes. At that time in the morning, Api Medrash, the heat of Gehenim is burning. And therefore, it could be it's the fire of Gehenim, which has a din of fire. The Teretz, Api Drush, if I say Drush, Api Medrash, that's what Reb Chaim says. There's another teretz in the Sefer Moshcha Shemen, the Sefer Moshcha Shemen from Reb Chaim Kaufman of England. He was a Matzah Chavrusa for many years. And anyway, he says second teretz. He says a different teretz. He says Klal Yisrael didn't have to be Yaitza Mitzvah Matzah that morning. The Mitzvah Matzah they had the night before, Al Matzah Samarim Yechlu. Then they only had to make sure that it wasn't chametz. There's no obligation that it be matzah. Only that it not be chametz. That it not be chametz. So for that, baking in the sun is good enough to stop it from turning to chametz. So even though we do zecher to their dough, which didn't become chametz, we do what we bake it as lachem. There is lachem ayini. But him calls there, it's a zecher to there. And there, they didn't have to be yaitza the mitzvah. So, as I said, a shtaka kasha, two answers, whether you feel the answer is satisfying or not. Maybe you could come up with a better teretz. Let's see. Let's move on to a second more halachadika question. As you know, we have a mitzvah to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim every day, every morning and every evening. And it's something that we do. As a matter of fact, we do it, the Gemara says, with the third parasha of Tzitzis. The third parasha of Tzitzis ends, Ani Hashem Elokechem she'hoteiti eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim li'yeres lachem le'elokim. Ani Hashem Elokechem. The parasha of Tzitzis. And there, we are mekayim the mitzvah. One of the wonderful things that the Oscar Siddur has done is to add a marginal notation, notation, that reminds people when they say that to have in mind to be mekayim the mitzvah, mitzriches kavana, to have a mighty mekayim the mitzvah sasei, of mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim every morning and every evening. The kasha I have is very strange because we already mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in the morning numerous times. As a matter of fact, people who put on tefillin and say the parashiyos of tefillin in the morning, they say, Kaddish Nikol B'char, Pekel Rechem Yisrael Menhu, B'yemim Ha'ishalam, Zachas Yemesh Ha'tem Yetzias Mitzrayim, Ki B'chaz Yikyodet, Yashem Eschem Yizeh. So we mentioned remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim already in the morning. Very, very strange. Like we do the mitzvah. No, no, no. The mitzvah is with the parsha of Tzitzis. We already do the mitzvah. On Shabbos, when we say Nishmas, we say it very, very clearly. We mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. We say, Mitzrayim Gal Tano Hashem Elokeinu Be'Sabar B'Yisano. And we mention it there clearly. So what does it mean? It means we're not supposed to have a mind to be Yitzah there. We're supposed to have a mind to be Yitzah elsewhere. I don't know. The whole thing is a bit strange. I saw, as I said, the kasha is stronger than any answer I could give. There's a Sefer Nachla Shloimei, which somebody had dropped off as a gift for me in shul. And I picked it up and I looked inside. He has the following wonderful thought. He says, it's interesting that we have a mitzvah to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, even though we're back in Golos. So remembering the old Geula, even though we're back in Golos, like a person was freed from jail, and then he's in Sameach, he celebrates the day. If he's back in jail, would he still celebrate the day he got out of jail the first time, maybe? But he suggests no. Really, there are two parts to Yetzias Mitzrayim. One, as you know, is the Cheiros HaGuf, and the other is the Cheiros HaNefesh. They say B'Shem Debriskarav, Mibes Avadim Pidyisan, Olashem Pidyain. Pidyain is a Pidyan HaNefesh. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, besides taking us out of the physical Golos, this is the Golos HaGuf, he also took us out of the Golos HaNefesh. In all subsequent times that we're in Golos, it's true that our Guf is once again in Golos. However, we remember that when we left Mitzrayim, we received the Cheiros HaNefesh that remains with us till today. And that is that no matter where we are physically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us the Seinu HaKadosh, has given us the spirit of Klal Yisrael, and that can't be taken away from us. So even though the mitzvah is to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, we want to mention it in a place where it stresses the Golos HaNefesh. Ani Hashem Elokechem she'hoteiti eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim li'yos lachem le'elokim. We mentioned Dafka there, li'yos lachem le'elokim. You went out of Mitzrayim for what? To be free from work? Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Maybe it's true. It's true. We're not Meshuvah anymore. But Dafka in this parasha, where Yetzias Mitzrayim is mentioned as a B'derech Remez, there we mention it. And that would explain why it's done by the Mitzvah of Tzitzis. The Mitzvah of Tzitzis, which as you know, is a Mitzvah Kiyumis. A Yid does it because his Neshama wants to do it. There Dafka, we mention the Darga we have of Cheiros HaNefesh. So that, we mention it there in order to mention the Cheiros HaNefesh. With this idea, we go on to the Haggadah. And the Haggadah says, Yochel Meresh Chaydesh. I would think it celebrates Yesh Mitzrayim from Meresh Chaydesh. Why from Meresh Chaydesh? We went out on Pesach. The answer is, on Meresh Chaydesh, Mishchu Ukuchu Lechem Tzayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded Klal Yisrael, Mishchu Yedeichem Min HaAvoy Dezara. Rashi brings this. In the Perek Yudei, Pasuk Vav. And the Klal Yisrael said, okay, that's it. Today, Mishchu Yedeichem Min HaAvoy Dezara. Goodbye, Avoy Dezara. And Klal Yisrael had Cheves HaNefesh starting from that moment, from the moment of Yochum Rosh Chodesh and the moment of Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, it makes sense to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, the time of Geulas HaNefesh, which is on that day of Mishu Kulachem. And then you'll ask me, in Achidami, why don't we say it then? So the Haggadah tells us, Yochum Rosh Chodesh. No. Tamid Loim HaBavur Zeh. You should know something. There'll be times you'll be inspired. You're inspired to be an Eved Hashem. You'll be inspired to have Cheres HaNefesh. Necessary. Without that inspiration, you don't get anywhere. However, if inspiration remains inspiration, it's worthless. It has to come to Maisa. You have to carry it through. If on Rosh Chodesh, you're inspired, but you don't end up where you need to be to do the things that you're obligated to do, then it's a shame. It's almost a waste. So Hashem tells us, Yochum Rosh Chodesh, Gulas HaNefesh, B'lo Yamarti Elo B'sho Shematis Amurer Menach Lafanecha. Got to come to Lamaisa. To be inspired, and it doesn't come to Lamaisa. It's a shame. It's a shame. It's got to come to be Lamaisa. Once it comes to Lamaisa, okay, then you celebrate the Gulas HaNefesh, the fact that Klal Yisrael has a neshama that has a desire to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so, two thoughts. One, a technical thought regarding the baking of the matzah in the sun, and one, a machshava, that Tzchias Yetzias Mitzrayim is for that, for the spiritual Yetzias Mitzrayim. And with these two thoughts, I want to wish one and all an absolutely wonderful Shabbos, a meaningful Shabbos, a Shabbos we celebrate Geula. You shouldn't be Nesiach Das for the fact that we're in Tzaris again. We're in a terrible, terrible war. A terrible war, a war that we don't see B'derech HaTeva, any safe to B'derech HaTeva. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could end this, could find a way to bring an ending to it. Our politicians are stuck in their promises, which are not really B'derech HaTeva, that doable. And let me see, Kobanis. What's the answer? I don't know. I'm not running for prime minister. I leave it to Rabbi Shalom, Ezras Hashem. We daven to him that he should bring, Ezras Hashem, a gula to Klal Yisrael, gula sa'nefesh, gula sa'guf, the karev, the yameinu. A good Shabbos to one and all.